Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program will feature songs about home, family, and nature by American composers in celebration of Independence Day. No bombs bursting in air. Let's start with Hawaii-based Paula Kimper's Here is a Place, to words by Suzanne Gardinier. Here is a place we might sit together, a place we might leave grief behind, a place to teach joy's ways, a place after long struggle peace might find. Jesse Bloomberg baritone with George Nesik piano in Paula Kimper's Here is a Place. What a great way to start this 4th of July celebration of home and hearth on Singing and Other Sins. Next we'll hear Lillian's Chair that David Heiser wrote in 2001. The text is by Olga Cabral. Lillian has just arisen from her chair. She has gone into her garden to commune with snails to answer the birds' questions.
Lillian has just arisen from her chair. She has
Lillian's Chair by New Jersey native David Heiser, now based in Potsdam, New York. The soprano was Linda Petsky with Christine Debus piano. There are so many good American composers writing beautiful art songs, it's hard to know where to go next. But let's hear a song to the poetry of W.S. Merwin by Gregory Hall. Not these hills are in my tongue, though I inquire of them again, which then, with their later season, on whose slope my voice stirs, shining root, stream carrying small lights, to where an echo waits.
To where was between them. But the sun.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and a 4th of July celebration with American songs of home, nature, and family. We just heard Not These Hills by Maine-based Gregory Hall, who was the pianist with Nancy Ogle, soprano. Now two songs by Lori Lateman. First we'll hear Old Tunes to poetry of Sarah Teasdale. As the waves of perfume, heliotrope, rose, float in the garden when no wind blows, come to us, go from us when no one knows. That was Old Tunes, set by Lori Lateman and sung by Natalie Mann with Jeffrey Panko piano. Let's hear those same artists sing another Lateman song to a poem by Mary Oliver. Sunflowers. Come with me into the field of sunflowers. Their faces are burnished discs. Their dry spines creak like ship masts. Sunflowers. Natalie Mann with Jeffrey Punko in Lori Laitman's Sunflowers. Who is more American than Carl Sandburg? His poems of the prairie have been set by New York-born Robert Fleischer, who teaches at Northern Illinois University.
I am here when the cities are gone.
This edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're celebrating Independence Day with American songs. We just heard Songs of the Prairie by Robert Fleischer, performed by soprano Diane Regains with William Koehler piano. Let's have some fun with Mark Twain's Pudd'nhead Wilson's Calendar, set by Northern California-born Philip Schroeder, now on the faculty of Henderson State University, Arkansas.
It is by the goodness of God that in our country we have those three unspeakably precious things: freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, and the prudence never to practice either of them. the first place, God made idiots. This was for practice. Then he made school boards. Shown by facts and figures that there is no distinctly Native American criminal class except Congress. Noise proves nothing. Often a hen who has merely laid an egg friendship is of so sweet and steady and loyal and enduring a nature that it will last through a whole lifetime. If not asked to lend money,
was Pudd'nhead Wilson's Calendar by Mark Twain, set by Philip Schroeder, with Mark Best, baritone, Tamara Ratz, clarinet, and composer Philip Schroeder, piano. Now we'll enjoy three songs by Tennessee-based Kenton Cole, called A Family Gathering, to poems of Georgiana Orsini. Tomato Sandwiches, Silver, and Family Likeness.
At the last moment, it rained. Though under it, we had permission to drive the station wagon into the pasture within sight of the house. Across the windshield, tucking us in, the workers pulled the water like curtains on a puppet show. Two sisters in front, one in back. We dined formally to start, unwrapping the wax paper sheets, guided by the neat hospital corners and folds. But biting into the downy white bread, the mayonnaise oozed and the lettuce loosened like hair tied in the strand of silk ribbon. Next, the tomato swished and slipped, splattering our faces, our lips, the seeds. Silly, then sillier as we pointed out the boring carrot and celery steak.
Thank you.
pinching the stick to an hourglass. Would I tiptoe down aisles or halls that never echo from the click of a heel? Mother, can't you walk straight? She'd shrug her shoulders, eyes askance.
Listening to the Independence Day edition of Singing and Other Sins. We just heard A Family Gathering, a set of three songs by Kenton Cole, performed by mezzo-soprano Sharon Mabry with Lynn Rice C. piano. To close, we'll hear the piece that inspired this Home and Hearth edition of Singing and Other Sins. This is Samuel Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915, words of James Agee. You'll hear Don Upshaw and the Orchestra of St. Luke's conducted by David Zinman. Since we won't have time to hear the whole works, I'll sign off, wishing everyone a happy Independence Day. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
The sphere of possession of the trees. The iron white rises on rising speed, still risen fades, haunts the faint stinging moon.